Chad Moyer with you here on the Rural Radio Network. Let's talk a little bit about tile drainage. And here to talk about that is Nathan Mueller, UNL Extension educator. He works out of Dodge County. And you hosted a workshop here not too long ago about tile drainage. And, you know, we might not think about something like this in the state of Nebraska where sometimes water is, hard to come by. But there are situations where tile drainage does make sense. Let's talk about the basics of tile drainage first. First of all, what are some of the things that producers need to consider if they are looking at a tile drainage system?
Some of the things we need to consider when we're putting in tile is the soil physical properties. So certain soils, you might need to have closer tile spacing than on other soils. So it's really important for producers to understand that and to ask their contractors those specific questions. Have you taken into consideration my soils in terms of the tile spacing and how we're going to design this tile system?
I would just imagine that the topography, the lay of the land, I mean, it's more than just, you know, running a tile through a low spot or something like that. It really does kind of, take some planning and looking at and laying out, doesn't it?
Yep. Yeah, and then, you know, you want to look at not only, you know, one consideration is the spacing, another is the depth, another is, you know, how big a pipe do I have? Does my main line that all my laterals feed into, does that need to be 12 inches, 8 inches, and doesn't need to be the whole length of the field that size? Another is outlets. Do you have an adequate outlet? So that's a big component for producers. And then probably the first one, which I forgot to mention, is with the new farm bill. We've had a lot of meetings on that, and people want to take advantage of that new farm bill. And if you do some drainage work without approval and without that wetland certification and wetland determination, you could put yourself in a position to jeopardize losing access to the new farm bill and the new farm program. So there's a whole bunch of things that you need to consider going in and utilizing some of the new technologies that's in place that other states are starting to put into place. So we have an opportunity with new tile systems here to consider things like controlled drainage. So essentially you're regulating the water level in your field, the water table, and how much is leaving the field through control structures. And it's a really good opportunity to, you know, get some of that excess water moved away, but also at the same time store some of it, because we know in times in Nebraska we're going to wish we had some of that water back.
Yeah. What about the tile itself? There's several different kinds of tile pipe that you can put in the ground, right, Nathan?
Yeah. In a lot of the old tile that was put in decades ago was the standard clay tile. So that's smooth tile. And a lot of the stuff we're putting in now is plastic corrugated tile. And the roughness factor inside the tile is different. And so you can't just hook up a 6-inch clay tile to a 6-inch corrugated plastic tile, because you're going to end up backing water up into your system on those clay tiles if you're trying to tie into old stuff. So also sleeving. Do you need a sand sleeve or a sleeve around that to make sure you're not getting excess sedimentation in your tile line coming in? So, you know, tile is both an agronomic thing and it requires a lot of engineering. So, you know, the overall goal of the tile drainage meeting was to educate producers on the complexity of the system, things to consider, and questions to ask their contractor so that you're getting a product at the end of the day that's going to handle the water that you want to manage in the field.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about water quality, and I kind of asked this on the heels of what's going on in Iowa, especially with the Des Moines Water Works and discussions about nitrates with producers in the Raccoon River Basin. You know, what about the quality of water that's coming out of those tiles, Nathan?
Yep, yeah, and that's the thing. We need to be proactive as growers and be cognizant of issues that's going on elsewhere and try to be proactive here in Nebraska about questions that may develop down the line if you're putting tile systems in. So the main water quality issue we're concerned about is nitrate that's in that water, because that nitrate flows into our outlets and down into streams and down to the Gulf of Mexico, where high nitrates coming into seawater causes problems with algae blooms and essentially low oxygen or hypoxia. So things we can do here at the upper end is two things. The controlled drainage structures I mentioned, you're releasing less water overall generally, and the nitrate concentrations aren't changing a whole lot. So one, by putting controlled drainage, generally you're reducing some of your nitrate contribution. The next big step is to put like a wood chip bioreactor. Essentially, you're letting water at the bottom of the field run through some buried wood chips for a while, and what that does is those microorganisms we'll take that nitrate and convert it, denitrify it into nitrous oxide that can leave the system. And they've seen huge water quality, maybe anywhere from 50 to 80% reduction in nitrate, leaving the tile drainage systems in other states where they've been looking into this. So and the lifespan of those bioreactors is probably 20 years, but when you look at the total contribution of water quality, it's something we really need to strongly consider moving forward.
All right. So we've talked about a couple of different things and maybe piqued interest for people. Where can folks go to get more information about tile drainage, you know, engineering, construction, and putting it in right so that it is a good asset for the land?
Yeah, a good place to start. I actually recorded the two-hour meeting of the two state specialists, one from South Dakota, Iowa State, who focused specifically on tile drainage systems, and that's at croptechcafe.org. The whole two-hour meeting is recorded, so you can go ahead and watch that. And I have each of those speakers' contact information. They're very willing to work with Nebraska producers and me on looking into this. And of course, you know, your contractor is going to be a source of information as well.
Very good. Well, thanks for the information. Again, for more information, croptechcafe.org is the website. You could contact Nathan at the Dodge County Extension Office in Fremont. Nathan, it's always good to talk to you. Thanks for the information, okay?
Yep. Thanks, Chad.
We've been visiting with Nathan Mueller, UNL Extension educator working out of Dodge County, and an update on some tile drainage discussion that is taking place here in eastern Nebraska. Here on the Rural Radio Network, Chad Moyer reporting.